devastated. I'm there all my life. I'm there from I was 14. And I'm just absolutely devastated. It's the best place in the world to work. We laughed every day. We had great customers. Our colleagues were great. Our bosses were great. Just had the best time. Well, we're not stupid. Things have, business has been quiet. So we knew there was something up, but when you just never expect it to happen. Awful. Even for the management themselves, it was just horrific. Everybody is just absolutely devastated. There was marriages, there was births, there was, oh my God, it's just the relationships that come out of there. It was just, we were all like brothers and sisters.
What was your role behind these shutters here?
I was the buyer manager, but I was also my colleague's friend. I loved everybody that I worked with. We never had any issues. We just had the best time.
You've been here since the age of 14?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like any other store, is it?
No, it's unique. It's unique. I mean, the relationships that come out of there, the weddings, we had the babies, we had loads of fun. Every day we laughed at something different. I mean, my friends are all here. I don't have friends. Yeah. The friends that I have all stemmed from in there.
So when did you first hear the bad news? Was it this morning, early this morning?
Yeah, I was to travel to Dublin today and just got a phone call to say if you could make your way to the store. So I went on in the store, and when I seen the shutters, actually was at the other side of the diamond, and I seen the shutters down, so I knew.
The shutters were never open today, were they?
Just the authority let us in.
I know there were a few difficulties a couple of years ago. Were you part of that break?
You? And it was just clean transition. We just different, a new investor come in and business went on as normal. Nothing changed.
Does that affect your redundancy package in any way?
No, definitely not. No, there's clinics and everything set up, so they're really looking after the staff, so that's it.
So they sat you down in the store, the 53 staff, and what were the words they actually used?
Well, there was a statement read out, to be honest with you. I wouldn't have a clue now at this stage, but the statement was read out, and there's lots of tears, and tears from everybody, from the management right down to the part-timers.
Do you have a family? Do you have children?
Yeah, I have two boys.
You're going home to tell your boys today that you have no job?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's life, isn't it? Just another statistic.
So, what's the next step for you? It's all a bit of a blur.
Absolutely no idea, because I've never been to the unemployment centre. I don't even know where to go. I haven't a clue. The liquidators have set up. They have set up a clinic for us to go on Friday, so we can discuss what we're entitled to and all the rest of it. That's all I know. Everybody is just absolutely devastated.